Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A group of Marion County residents is working hard to help us remember our history through the placement of historical markers. Let's go in depth with Charlotte Shivers, Sandy Agin, Will Prather, and Dustin DeMoss with the Rural History Buffs of Marion County. Charlotte, what's the purpose of the Rural History Buffs of Marion County?
To mark the sites of things that are no longer there and might be forgotten if they weren't marked, like the old schools, ferry landings, churches, coal mines.
And those are the brown signs we see on the highway?
Those are the little brown and white signs with a logo by Scott Ziller and put in place under the direction of our marker group, A.B. Davis and Will Prather.
How long have you been in operation?
Since 2011, or January 2012.
And
you did some stories, you should know.
Well, I should know.
Or these people, Will's been on board the whole time.
Okay. It's been a while, and there's a bunch of signs up.
There's 124 signs up.
Why is it important to mark these places, Dustin?
I think it's important because if we don't mark them now, as generations go on, there's going to be less and less knowledge about historical places. So if we mark them and let people know that they were there, at least there's some kind of documentation, I'll call it, to show people where things once were.
Because we forget.
Yes. Not only do we forget, but as time goes on, you know, as generations, it's really hard for a generation to pass on all of their knowledge of what they knew down to the next one. And pretty soon, as time goes on, all the stuff that the older generation knew gets less and less knowledgeable to the younger generation.
And so we lose our past. And
essentially, yeah, we're just losing history if nothing gets passed on. So the signs are a great way to mark things and let the, I guess you could say, the younger generation know that where historical places once were.
And Sandy, why is it important to you?
Well, I'm a long-term resident of Marion County, and I personally have a lot of history. And I find it interesting to share everyone else's stories of their families.
And Will?
Well, I'm an old man, and it seems to me important that we somehow preserve some of the things that us older people remember and don't remember. And this is one way of doing it.
Well, and we go back generations and generations,
yes.
And more and more is lost. And it's almost like you just got to grab it and right now and share what you can, or you just we're losing things for grandchildren, children, and generations to come.
Yep.
And at the deep level, it tells us who we are. It's our identity, this history.
Well, Sandy, how long does your history go back here?
Well, I'm living on a century farm, which was purchased by my great-grandfather in 1900, and I recently found my great-great-grandfather's burial site in the family cemetery. My family's been here since the middle 1800s.
Among the pioneers, mm-hmm. then?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do the rest of you have deep roots here?
Yes. My grandparents bought the farm where I live in 1902, but they had bought land around there as far back as 1887. And much like Sandy's, they came here a long time ago. And on the other side of my family, this tour that we're talking about today drives through some of their terrain, the woodland, down south of Attica was timber for my grandparents.
Do you think that maybe your grandparents, great-grandparents knew each other, were at the same church socials, baseball games, anything like that? That's sort of interesting to think about it, isn't it?
It is interesting, and you know, you think back as to the churches. I read where the churches would have gatherings of the youth. Several different churches would gather together. I'm sure they didn't go too long of distances, but possibly it could have been.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Charlotte Shivers, Sandy Agin, Will Prather, and Dustin DeMoss with the Rural History Buffs of Marion County. Charlotte, you mentioned a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tell people from the outset that the tour's sold out, right?
That's right. This is the fifth one, and it has gotten more and more popular. They could still call. San Diego is taking the calls. There's a waiting list, and we'd be eager to know how many people would really like to do it. The tour, I think, reveals, or it has to me, there is so much here that I never dreamed was part of our history. Part of it that Will's going to be showing us, part that Sandy just found out about, that Dustin sends emails about. We're walking on top of buried treasure.
Where is the tour? Tell people where it is. You go to different parts of the county.
Southeast quarter, I guess, of the county primarily.
And you've got a map in front of you about a place you're going to talk about that if any of us have been to the landfill, which is probably every one of us, we've probably driven through and didn't think twice about it. Can you tell us about that?
Well, the landfill is part of a, actually, called the Sinclair Wilkinson Mine Area, which was the largest open pit strip mine in the state of Iowa. In 1949, a company by the name of Sinclair Coal Company moved in here from Oklahoma, bought 12 square miles, or controlled, I won't say about control, 12 square miles of area, ended up mining well over 2,000 acres, which was the largest mine in the area. This was prior to them coming. There was a lot of mines, shaft mines, but they actually were a strip mine. They actually took the cover off of the coal and dug the coal out, which is something new and destructive, frankly, of the land. But from north of the landfill to Highway 5 was pretty much all stripped at one time.
We see some vestiges of that from the highway. We go winding down the hills past the shooting range, and we'll see a little bit of it.
Yes.
Let me get this right. You said from the land, north of the landfill all the way south?
Well, there's an area in the middle that didn't have any coal. But otherwise, it's pretty much that whole area, yes.
And from when to when was that mine open?
In 1949, closed in 1963. They had mined everything they could mine by 1963, plus the fact the demand for coal was reduced quite a bit by 1963.
Was that the last, if I remember right, that end of coal mining was about that time, is that right?
Well, the last mine was actually where the present landfill is, and it was there in it closed in 1996.
Oh, really?
It was the last coal mine in the state of Iowa. It was by American Coal Company. And they only went in because when the landfill started operating, they discovered a layer of coal. And so the American Coal Company came in and mined that layer of coal. They went bankrupt in, I think, 1996.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Charlotte Shivers, Sandy Agin, Will Prather, and Dustin DeMoss with the rural history buffs of Marion County. Well, and Dustin, what area really interests you? What are you, when people are on the tour, what can they expect to hear from you?
Well, I guess my areas of interest is everything. You know, that's why I got to become a part of this awesome organization. But the part on the tour that I'm going to be talking about is there's a Liberty School out there on Oregon Drive that's going to be one of the stops, and I'm going to speak about it. And along with Doug Wilson, he's got a lot of great information that I get to visit with him and learn. And together, him and I can hopefully tell a lot of great stories in the stop during the stop of the tour. And also, when we get down to kind of near Sinclair Mine, which Will talked about, I'm going to talk about Bethel City and the maybe parts of the Clay Fair, and just kind of add to a few stories here and there. But overall, I'm interested in all the stops, and if there's interest that I have in any of them, I'd love to add to each and every one of them if I could.
You say the Clay Fair, you're referring to Clay Township?
The Clay Township Fair, yep.
Well, and Sandy, you're all excited. You brought in,
we
you brought
all
in
know
a document.
About that.
You brought in a document. So townships had their own fairs. It's hard to imagine, but
I'm not sure all townships did. I think, as we all remember, we settled from the east going west. And, of course, we're talking now the east side of the county. And so they may have been some of the first that did this. I'm not certain. I've not heard of any other township fairs. But this one apparently was somewhat elaborate for the day and well attended.
You brought in a brochure, which is really cool.
Yes, very cool. Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And so preserving a little bit of history. What are you going to be talking about during the tour?
The McMillan School and English Settlement, which were another area in location in my area that were familiar.
Wasn't English Settlement one of the first or the first?
It was one of the very early ones. I don't know that it was the first. Again, it was a post office stop to start with. And then many times those expanded then into a little community store, if you will. And it was right on the highway. They called it the Belle Fountain Road because the town of Belle Fountain was down on the river. And they were traveling, hauling mail from Belle Fountain into Knoxville, so that was one of the first post office stops in that era.
And there's nothing there now.
Houses.
Are there houses there?
Right.
Built over the, but no, none of the old houses.
None of them, no. They've all been removed and new ones put in.
Mm-hmm. But a little settlement still there?
Housing, yes. Okay. There's a house actually sitting right on the location of the McMillan School. That had an interesting story in that it had been moved. The schoolhouse was moved at one time. It's near the town of Durham, and the people in Durham, the population was getting greater, so they needed the schoolhouse more close to the town of Durham. So they picked the schoolhouse up, moved it closer to Durham, and then as the town Durham fell on, you know, not so many people, they moved the schoolhouse back.
Oh, really?
And he had a school bus. McMillan was one that had one of the first school buses. Actually, it was a local gentleman's vehicle that it drove around and picked the kids up.
It sounds sometimes like it's so ancient, but it's like, it's not. You know, I like to think of it sort of like we're just a couple handshakes away. Mm-hmm. Somebody, we could have shook the hand of a person that shook the hand of one of the founders of the county. And so we can't lose this history, can we? It's just like yesterday in many ways.
Yes.
You all sit around a group of like-minded people and you plan these tours, you get the signs out there, you teach each other about history. I bet you'd like to invite people to join.
Sure. The regular meetings are the third Thursday of the month at the Extension office. And incidentally, I'm the immediate past president, and Dustin over here is our new president, and Will Prather is our vice president, and Sandy is our treasurer. So you've got some officers here. And everyone's invited to those meetings. They can speak up, suggest signs, tell stories, and find out more of the history. I didn't know any of this before we got this group going. The only one I knew about was Nepos. And I might get to tell about Nepos because we are planning to do a storytelling event, and folks who may miss the bus tour could come to that. It's going to be the Monday after the election, this November, in at Peachtree. And there will be signs around town. It's free, and it will be a storytelling event of the history buffs after 5 years.
And I bet there were some people out there that might not belong but have some good stories. Can they come to and contact you?
I think so. They just walk in. That's what they did before. Mm-hmm.
So, Destin, you're the president. You going to change anything for the future? Is there more on the horizon, more interesting projects?
Well, I am the new president, and I guess I feel fortunate enough to be that. It kind of just worked out where the way I became involved in this group is I saw it on their Facebook page that they had, and their Facebook page led me to their website, and between the two, I found out when their meeting was. So one day I decided to go attend one of their meetings, and it made me feel very welcome, and I instantly started learning about history because of all the stories that were told during the meeting. And the stories that were told were way, way, way before my time. Being only 28 years old, there's a lot for me to learn about history of the county, all of it, I guess. So anyways, it worked out to where I became the president, and I'm very fortunate to be. And I'd like to see new members become involved in the history buffs like I did. Like we said, anyone, anywhere can become a history buff member. And they're also all invited to the meeting if they'd like to go. It's great because not only will they get to learn about history of maybe their part of the county where they live, but also we get to pass that on if there become more signs that came about of these new stories, and we get to mark new things. And like we've been saying this whole time during this interview, it's all about passing history on down to the next generation. Because if nobody lets anyone else know about it, history can go away, and I guess it could be forever lost if there's not steps to take and be taken to pass it on or let other people know.
Thanks to Charlotte Shivers, Sandy Agin, Will Prather, and Dustin DeMoss for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.